Yes, welcome to the lighter side of the Christmas side. It's the Dark Mark Show holiday special. And boy, you had to see what I was looking at. Santa Claus working his usual charm on our guest tonight, adult superstar Cindy Starfall. Santa, this is an annual tradition. I'm glad you stopped by again.
Thank you, Mark. It's good to be here. Very good to be here.
And I'm glad that Cindy stopped by. This is going to be a great show. Josie's on her way. She is parking, and she is putting on her makeup. Go ahead, give it a tug, Cindy. That is real.
Yes,
Cindy is stroking Santa Claus's beard. Look at that smile on Santa Claus's face. This is going to be a great show.
It is going to be a great show, especially for me.
It's going to be a great show for everybody. Let me get the sponsors out of the way, because we have to do that, and then we can get right to Christmas fun and Hanukkah fun, Kwanzaa, solstice, whatever you celebrate, because if you're in L.A. or you're visiting L.A., you want to go to our sponsor, Doomy's Home Cooking. Cindy, have you ever been to Doomy's Home Cooking? I guess not. Okay. Doomy's Home Cooking, by the way, if you're ever in Hollywood, can you hear me? Okay, good. Yeah, if you're ever in Hollywood, you should... Are you a vegan? Are you a vegetarian? Because you're very petite.
I love meat. I'm not a vegan. I could eat a lot of food.
No, but I'll tell you what. You want to go to Doomy's Home Cooking. It doesn't matter if you're a vegetarian or a vegan.
What is that? Doomy what?
Doomy's Home Cooking, which is on... Doomy's Home Cooking is on... I should get the address here. It is on 1253 Vine Street in Hollywood, California. Here's the deal. My friend Phil Doomy...
You got me at Doomy. So
Doomy, yeah. Doomy, D-O-O-M-I-E, Doomy's Home Cooking.
Oh,
my friend Phil Doomy, he eats meat too. He loves me just as much as you, if not more. But he always dates vegetarian girls. So he said, and they kept taking him to vegetarian restaurants that were awful. So he said, I'm going to open, and he's a great cook. He said, I'm going to open my own restaurant, and it's going to have food that I like, that I can eat.
Yeah.
I was there a few weeks ago, shrimp scampi, delicious. Chicken fried steak, fried chicken, vegan fried chicken.
Yeah, if they have like a Big Mac, food, then I don't mind. You know,
it's real food. They have their own version of the Big Mac, which is better and meatier than the Big Mac. So if you are ever in Hollywood, any of our listeners, go to Doomy's Home Cookin' with an N, 1253 Vine Street, Hollywood, California 90038. If you ever have vegan friends that insist on going to a vegan restaurant, at least go to one that tastes good. We are also sponsored by Audible.com. Now, we do this every week, and I think what's happening is I'm getting a little tired of it. Are you aware of Audible.com?
Mm-mm.
Audiobooks. You listen to them in your car. I just did a gig in Vegas, listen to audiobooks, but they've got books by some of your favorite celebrities. Chelsea Handler's new book is on there. Neil Patrick Harris's book is on there. They've got all sorts of stuff. Sasha Gray, who's been a guest on the show, her erotic novel is on there. Hunger Games, Sookie Stackhouse books, whatever you like. Stephen King. If you go to darkmarkshow.com, www.darkmarkshow.com, click on the Audible button right next to my smiling face. You get a Christmas gift. You get a free audiobook and a 30-day free trial to audible.com. You can sign up with your Amazon account. It's real easy. Get the book. Even if you cancel the next day or within 30 days, you keep the book. It's on your tablet. It's on your phone. It's on whatever device you can listen to in the car. It's great because I like stories. I don't necessarily have the time to read. That's what's great about audible.com. And this is a new one, Santa. I'm not sure if you're aware of this. We're sponsored by stamps.com.
Really? That's great.
Yeah. If you go to darkmarkshow.com, on the other side of my smiling face, there's a stamps.com button. You click on that. You get a special offer. It's $100 value. $45 in postage coupons,
nice.
A free digital scale, which with our audience has numerous uses, a $5 supply kit, and a 4-week free trial to stamps.com. It's the holidays. Everybody likes sending cards, packages.
Yes.
Nobody likes to go to the post office.
I love sending my fans out of goodies.
Actually, stamps.com is probably really good for you because all you do, you take the envelope through your printer that's got postage to throw it in the mailbox. You don't have to go to the post office anymore. Just prints things for the packages. It's easy. So just go to darkmarkshow.com and click on the stamps.com website, and you'll get a free trial.
So Mark, nice. Tell me more about the scale.
I don't know too much about the scale. Let me see the offer details. It's a free 5-pound digital scale. It's a $50 value. It's free to keep with no obligation. Just pay for shipping and handling, which is typically $9.99 or less. So I don't know if Santa, if you have a real need for a digital scale, well, I mean, you're shipping out presents, so I guess you do.
I am. I do. I ship a lot of things.
Yeah, so.
But I like the idea of the scale.
I'll bet you do. Santa's a little frisky tonight, so anyway, I do want to let you know who you're sitting next to, Santa Claus. This is Cindy Starfall.
Cindy, hi, Cindy.
Cindy
nice
Starfall
to meet you.
Is the,
yes.
She is the star of such great movies as, and by the way, Josie Kett is on her way, so she will be here shortly. But Cindy Starfall is the star of such films as Squirt in My Face, Hot for Teacher, Asian Sin, Sweet Petite 2, Teen Cocksuckers 2, Face Sitting Tales, Princess Shuka's Little Mamas.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
Well,
is that a big series? I'm not aware of that.
I stars in over 100-something movie.
Come on in. Interracial Internal 2, Corrupt Schoolgirls 2. But let me, because Santa, I want to give you the whole story about Cindy Starfall. Cindy Starfall, and this is part of the reason I want to have you on the show. I was intrigued. Well, I'm intrigued about all that. Well, I did a lot of research, and Santa Claus apparently did too, on you. But before we get into all that and the squirting and the cocksucking and all that, you were born in Vietnam.
Yes, I was. I was born and raised in Saigon, Vietnam.
In Saigon, Vietnam. And this funny thing is, what I know about Vietnam, and Santa's been all over the world, so he knows more than I do, is what I see in movies like, poverty and war. That's all I know.
Yeah.
It's just you know, the smell of napalm in the morning and people that are living in rice paddies and real poor. But you grew up rich in Vietnam.
There are the parts of it which, you know, more in a country size, and you do see that part of Vietnam, but I grew up more in a city park, and I don't usually show that because they want to show the third world countries, and I was a little spoiled brat, but
you're
I didn't get to do much of a lot of things.
It's a very conservative country, I guess.
Yes, it was. So I that's when my curiosity came in.
So you're living in a mansion in Saigon, and the rest of the country is
don't still say
recovering.
It like that.
Rambo's coming over to rescue our troops.
But
and
I remember I always see these Americans that walk by, and I always see, oh my God, I was so fascinated by them.
Really?
Yes,
you like American guys?
All these American men would be much taller than me, and I was just a little girl when I was like 15, and I was just so I don't know why I got so curious. I said, I got to go to America.
Well, you're still petite. You're 4'11".
I'm 4'11".
And which is a nice size. My last girlfriend was 4'10", so I like.
Yeah.
I don't mind this. I don't mind the short girls. It's nice. Santa, you have a preference? You like tall girls, short girls?
Do you like spinners?
I like all girls. Spinners are very good.
Spinning center, yes.
Yes, I do know what those are, yes.
You've had some experience with
spinners. Santa's so naughty, he knows what the spinner is.
No, is Mrs. Claus a spinner? That's probably a good question for you. Is Mrs. Claus a spinner?
Have you seen Mrs. Claus and the cookies and the North Pole and the kitchen and all that?
Was she a spinner at one time? I know she's gotten a little chubby.
She's not a spinner.
She's not a spinner. Yeah. Okay.
Santa has the little helpers around.
Santa's got little helpers
A lot of the elves. That's a whole other story.
Right. So Vietnamese elves. You got elves in South America.
Everywhere he goes, he recruits them.
And right. You and Mrs. Claus have an understanding while you're out giving the presents and feeding the family. Just one time of the year in the holiday season, you can go wild.
For about 24 hours.
24 hours. All over the world.
All over the world.
Stuffing stockings, going down the chimneys.
Stuffing.
But Santa, I'm so little. You can stick me anywhere or hide me somewhere.
That's true. Yeah.
No one's going to find out.
You can stick her in your sack.
You're a regular stocking stuffer and careful with the sack thing.
Hello. I told you it's going to be fun. So, but you moved. On your biography. So you grew up rich. In Saigon, and you were a little hellraiser as a kid, which is, you know, hard to believe because you look so sweet. Look at that, sticking your tongue out. All
I
that
know.
Stuff.
I am sweet.
Until
I suck on your cock.
You're sweet until you suck on the cock. Boy, if I had a dime for every woman that told me that. But how did you get to America? So you were American at 15.
Yes, I went from Saigon to Oregon. I first went to Oregon first.
Wow, there's a culture shock.
Yeah, it was a big culture shock. I didn't know any English. And
yeah, I heard you were self-taught.
I was self-taught. I was forced to because there's not many Asian in Oregon.
There is now.
Where I was, Yeah, is it?
Yeah, there is now. Trust me, I went to Portland. There is a lot. Santa will back me up on that
one. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because my family is so conservative, so they send me to a private school.
So does your family move to Oregon? Is that what happened? Or
No. I was sent for as a student program, study. Yeah, study exchange. And right. I stay with a host family, which is American as well.
Right. Okay.
And I was forced to learn English. And I went to these private school. And I was like, oh, my God, you know.
Catholic schools.
I went to Catholic school.
And I guess your parents probably were thinking, well, you'll go to America, you'll go to Catholic school, you learn some discipline.
Yeah, I was homeschooled, Catholic school, during high school. And yeah, discipline, all girls school, and of course.
And of course, that's the worst, because you're...
it's kind of backfired, definitely.
Exactly, the Catholic schoolgirl outfit. I posted a picture on Instagram and Facebook of you in a Catholic schoolgirl outfit. You wear it very well.
I love Catholic schoolgirl outfit. I remember I always got in trouble because I keep rolling them up. Because you know the real Catholic schoolgirl is not as slutty as a costume looking one. And
no.
I wish it is. And I try to make it as it was.
Right.
And I just keep rolling it up. And I remember every morning the nuns would come in my classroom, always get
rolling
in trouble.
Rolling up the shirt or rolling up the dress?
No, rolling up the skirt so it would be shorter.
You're rolling up the waistband so it comes up higher.
Santa knows it.
Because there's that naughty list and the nice list. And somehow you have to do something to get on the naughty list.
Right, so you're naughty, little cologne stocking once in a while.
Yeah, the nuns would always say, your skirt is too short.
And of course, you being the only Asian girl in the school, I'm sure.
I was the only Asian girl.
The boys with the Asian fetish.
And I was like, oh man, if I really need to talk to the guys, I need to learn English somehow. So.
Right. So you learned English the hard way?
Well, let's see. Let's say I got to be a teacher's pet.
I'll bet you did.
I love being teacher's pet.
The English teacher really liked you.
The English teacher pet, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so... Because you speak really well. I mean, you speak very, very well.
Oh, thank you.
We've had some people that were born in America that don't speak near as well as you on the show, including me sometimes.
I mean, I could do some broken English as well.
Yeah, I know this, and I'm sure you've had to do that in your adult films.
Sucky, you know, typical one.
Well, that's the thing, because you've done a lot of massage parlor porn.
Mm-hmm.
That's like massage,
you know, the stereotype porn.
Yeah.
No, massage, tell me about it. I don't know what you're talking about.
I love it. I enjoyed it.
Something like this. Oh, hello, big boy. It's on table.
A happy ending massage.
Happy ending massage. Oh, you want to massage me too?
I'm pretty good now. I could be a certified massage therapist now.
When was the first time a guy told you love you long time? When did you hear that one first?
I think it was when I first came here. It was some of my white friends, and we were talking, and they showed me the movie that you guys watch. It's a Full Metal Jacket or something like that.
And there was
a Vietnamese girls in there say $5, $5.
Yeah. Did you hear the song? The Me So Horny.
No, I didn't hear the song.
Well, you've heard it, right? You've heard it since, right?
Yeah, I heard it since. Yeah.
Okay, so. I just, boy, that question went nowhere. So anyway, but here's what I was intrigued by also, and because we'll get to you, Santa, because you've been doing a lot of things lately, and not just your usual thing, but Santa actually has been he's been dabbling a little bit. You had it was a Vegas. You had a whole thing. You were
We went to Vegas
to shoot a commercial.
Right.
So we shot a commercial for Lion's Den, which is an online adult appliance store.
Are you aware of Lion's Den, Cindy?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Tell me more, Santa.
So now we can get you a discount at Lion's Den.
Yeah, I love when Santa talks dirty.
But it was cool. We did a parody on 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, really?
So Santa was Mr. Grey, and it was pretty cool.
Oh, that's hilarious. I'd love to see that. That's probably better than the actual movie.
It probably is. It's, if you look at the trailer for 50 Shades of Grey.
Well, you're not in it, so yeah.
I'm not in that, but right. I'm in this parody that we did. And we did things like he had reindeer in his office.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And they were tied up.
Right. Oh.
It was good. It was fun. It was a good time.
Yeah.
We also did a few other little things.
Hang on, we got something coming up.
I got a naughty one.
I think he's got a phone call.
No, Josie's been naughty, and she left her phone in the car, so.
Oh, we gotta spank her when she come in, then.
Oh, I'm sure that'll
happen.
Yes, we
will.
Probably more than once.
Yeah, so anyway, Santa, I want you to get all dirty.
So anyway, so how did they contact you? How did they, How did Santa Claus get
me through my agent, and the agent knew that I'd done commercials, so
right.
set me up with that. So I drove out to Vegas and hung out there in the studio for a while, and it was
cool.
It was good. Then there was another scene in it too, totally different than the 50 Shades of Grey,
right?
Where the line was, "Before I leave on my worldwide trip for giving away gifts,
right.
I always like to make sure that Mrs. Claus gets her gift first."
I'll bet she did.
I picked up a box and
nice.
Pretty well done. It was a good bunch of people. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. Very interesting.
So I'm glad you're getting some work on your off hours.
Yeah, because this Santa thing, you know, 24 hours one day a year, you got to find something else to do.
Right.
Managing the elves is one thing, but you need to kind of get out there.
Oh, sure, yeah. So
Santa sure gets out there.
Now, look who's here. The naughty girl.
Hello there.
Josie's here. Josie Cat, do you know Santa Claus?
Yes. Yes. Hi, Santa.
Hi there. Good to see you again.
And this is Cindy Starfall.
Hi.
She's been in some.
We were saying that you're being naughty.
Yeah.
And that you need some spanking.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. So we're gonna talk a little bit more. We're gonna talk a little bit more because I don't know if you're aware because Cindy's been in such great films as Squirtgasms, Orgy Masters 3, and Naughty Nannies.
Naughty Nanny.
And Femdom, you know? Ass Worship 18.
Yeah, that is the other side of me. I have two sides, the submissive side and then there's the dominated side of me.
Which one's your favorite?
That's what I was going to ask.
It's really depend on the guys. I could be very aggressive.
What about girls?
When I come to girls, I find that when I come to girls, I get more aggressive with the girls.
Really?
And then for the guys, I like them to be manhandled.
Because I would think, because there was an interview where you said you like really big, strong guys like Vin Diesel and Sylvester
Stallone. And
Santa. And Dagmar.
She's bigger than me. Obviously, everybody's bigger than me, right?
But you like big, muscular guys, right?
I want someone manly that can handle me.
Yeah, there's a lot to handle. And I mean, not every woman's been in Throat Fucks 4, but but here's the story.
Fuck, yeah.
And here's the thing, go ahead, have some brownie brittle. I don't know who that is, but go ahead.
It's not brownies or brittle.
What is it?
It's crackers.
Oh, okay.
Who would want to eat crackers before they go on the show?
Well, I did want to say
there is a brownie brittle.
That Cindy, I hate to interrupt, we're doing the show, but Cindy... Cindy was actually Cindy's from Vietnam, and I wanted to wait till you got into the door. You had a bad experience in Vietnam last year.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I got mugged by someone on a motorcycle.
Oh no!
And I was told that would happen by about 5 different people from Vietnam, and they said, "Don't carry a purse."
Yeah,
it was my last day. I usually never do carry a purse when I travel. I usually don't carry a purse when I'm out in Hollywood either. Right.
You just don't carry underwear either, but...
See, that's only why I wear leggings.
Right. See, next time, you should have stick me around.
Stick you around?
Yeah, and bring me with you.
So I was going to ask now, when you grew up, I mean, did you go to the rough areas? Did you have any bad stories or...
The rough area, you mean like the urban
when you grew
area?
Up in Saigon, yeah.
You know, when I was growing up, my family doesn't really let me out much. If I do let out, it would be somebody following me.
Right.
But I always...
that rich. You had like a security detail.
I always managed to get out.
Right. So you were
I sneak out.
You slipped away on your own, right?
I sneak out all the time and they always know when I'm coming out because they would be like, oh, so-and-so's granddaughter is out.
So you had a security detail?
Not like a full security detail like you would think. I mean, I had the drivers and they would drive me to school.
Oh, wow.
So they would drive me back and forth. So they know where I'm at and everything.
Right.
But I mean, I do have a rebel.
Are you from Ho Chi Minh City?
Yeah, I'm from Saigon. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But I do
have
a rebel.
Are you still called Saigon
moment.
Or do you call it Ho Chi Minh?
I call it Saigon, but a lot of people like to call it Ho Chi Minh City.
Because it's officially Ho Chi Minh City now.
Yeah.
It used to be Saigon.
Well, thanks for being correct, Josie.
Yes, look at her.
Josie got back from Vietnam. Yeah. Josie, the Vietnam historian.
But that is always a rebel size of me.
No,
so
we know you're a rebel. We know you're a rebel.
Into a porn star.
I read a story that when you were a little girl, I guess not that little. I'm thinking 13, 14. You used to masturbate in the shower while your nanny was outside.
Yes.
You were that sexual that quick.
See, I don't remember what year. I would say I was about 12, 11, around that age. And they always, I was known to take, like, the longest shower because my nanny always, my...
And the girl needs her private time.
Right.
Because I can't do it outside. You know, there's always people watching and bugging me. And I found one day that the shower head really feel good on my clit.
Oh, you found the shower head at 12.
Right. I was exploring and I just stay in there because my nanny always have to wait because she get all the towel ready
right
when I get out. So she always tell my mom, like, she takes a really long shower.
I have a towel boy waiting for me, too.
I'll bet you do. What was the first time you discovered the shower head, Josie?
Wow, that's a good question. Probably.
Because every girl knows about the shower head.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
11, 12, about the same time?
Yeah, probably, I'd say.
Yeah. I mean,
Maybe a little bit younger.
If Vietnam, I didn't know much about vibrators or anything like that. I mean, there's no way you can ask us to go to an adult store like over here.
Right.
So you got to improvise.
Right, right. Well, I mean, I'm sure there's adult stores
well,
in Saigon.
Well, you're supposed to be 18 here, too.
Yeah, I know. So and, I didn't know much about it. I didn't even know when I have an orgasm. I was like, wow, this feels good. But I didn't know what it was.
Right.
I said, it just feels good. So every day I'm in a shower for like an hour.
Wow. You're very clean.
Yeah, very definitely.
And since meantime, the nanny's there with a towel waiting for you to come out all naked and wet.
Santa's been on a roll this. So Santa, when did you first notice that the shower head tickled the balls really nicely? Wasn't that...
I think it was pretty early, probably around 9.
It felt good on the sphincter, all that stuff.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, we had to use hot water, though, because cold water was gone.
Yes, the cold water is no good. It's got to be hot. But Santa's been busy. So, Santa, would you say that the boys
His
and girls.
His beard is real.
No, he's the real deal.
Yeah, I've been petting him.
She's been petting him.
I've been petting him and kissing him.
So Santa,
what do you think about older men?
I love older men. Oh my God, you asked the right questions.
What do you think of older women? I think Jesse's trying to get at something.
Like, you just give me like an orgasm asking that. I love older men.
Do you want to sit on Santa's lap?
Oh, we're going to do that. I want to get the Cindy Stoffel story first. Actually, we're going to do that very shortly because I got gifts for both of you. So both of you are going to sit on Santa's lap, and we'll see what happens after that.
Oh. But I'm afraid to find out.
Cause Cindy, I
know this Santa. He's a naughty one.
Because Cindy, I did a lot of research on you. Josie will tell you, I do a lot of research on people.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. A lot of stories.
So I know about the shower head. I know about Oregon. I know about... But this is what was really interesting about you is, from what I understand, this is from the stories, how you got into porn. In that you were working and I don't want to say the company, but you were working a straight corporate job in L.A.?
Yeah, a straight corporate job in L.A.
Right. What kind of work was it?
It's a fashion company.
Okay. And were you a salesperson or?
And a buyer, yeah.
Oh, a buyer.
So you guys may have crossed paths.
That's a good job.
Because I got the degree from FITM.
I went there too.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, nice. Graduates.
Awesome.
That's why I was like, wait a minute. That sounds like a merchandising and marketing job.
Yes, that's what I graduated with.
Between you and Santa, I'm visiting something else. But
yes, Santa, you can have fuck FITM alumni.
Two FITMs in one. Actually, the first porno movie I ever rented by myself, Santa, and I'm ashamed to say it. Is a film called Merry Xmas. Are you aware of this?
Oh, that's a good one. Yes, that's a very good one.
Merry Xmas is it's Santa Claus's daughter. And I hate to tell you who's in it because that really dates it. But Santa Claus's daughter comes around and fucks all these people. Mm. And she's got
I didn't know Santa Claus had a daughter.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I didn't know either. But
where is this daughter? Huh?
And she's got a little elf that's with her. So every time she's fucking a guy, it's like, and Ron Jeremy's in it, the whole thing. He's like, fuck her brains out. And then at the end, when like the elf starts getting some action, it's a little person. It's a real elf. They actually got a real elf from
there.
There was a movie called
Elf with Will Ferrell, and
I've never heard of it. It was just the biggest movie of 10 years ago. I'm aware of that. They actually went to where they had the Hobbit and gotten the real elf and put him in the movie. Well, anyway, so here's the story. So you were working as a fashion buyer.
Yeah.
By the way, Josie just came from the dentist, so she's all looped out from nitrous oxide. So she's in rare form. But anyway.
I know. The shows are always interesting after I come back from the dentist.
But here's the story. So you were working as a fashion buyer. Nice job, corporate job. You get called into the HR director's office because her son saw you on a webcam.
Yes.
Because you were doing that on the side.
And the son told his mother?
See, that's what I found sketchy, because whose son would tell their mother that they watch porn? I was informed by that. I was doing
webcam show.
I was doing webcam show. And who would like, oh, hey, mom, look who I watch. You know, I just feel like that's kind of weird.
Hi, mom. But guess who I jerked off to last night?
I think you were bluffed.
Yeah. See, I don't know what happened. I don't know the backstory.
Deny.
But I just know that I went into the HR. No, actually, I knew it was a phone call, and they called me down.
I would have said I feel sexually harassed by you. I think I should have my attorney talk to you, because this
is
not true.
They give me all these pictures of me and my webcam link. And
so they had like screenshots.
Yeah, somebody sent it.
Did you autograph those pictures for him? Because that'd be worth something. Yeah.
Busted.
Sign here. Yeah.
Then you call the race card. What, you're saying all us Asians look alike? That's not me. That looks nothing like me. But now everybody has tattoos.
I just thought that was kind of funny. I didn't know. I wasn't embarrassed.
Do you have tattoos that identify you?
No, I don't. I'm all natural. I'm all tattoo. But maybe it's just my voice, my accent, so anything. Anyway.
I would say, are you saying all Asians look alike? That is not me. I am so
offended.
That's
what I tell people sometimes.
So then
I just feel like, you know, the company and me is not a good fit, because I'm more like very sexually open and I like to joke around, and company very conservative. Right. So that's when I'm like, okay, let's just go ahead. Because I wasn't even feel embarrassed that they found it. I say, oh, wow, that's a good picture.
And interestingly enough, you've only been doing it for a couple of years.
Yeah.
But like the first credits that come up on your IMDb page, like Black by Cuckolding. I love Big Toys 35 and Mandingo Massacre 5. Are you a size queen?
I gotta love the big thing.
But then I've read in another interview you said, oh, I don't care about size.
You know,
as long as somebody knows what they're doing.
See, I wouldn't want you to be like 12 inches, because then I can't fuck you all the time.
Santa. Well, Santa's magic, because he can come down the chimney, so he can make it big and small,
whatever
he wants.
But
he's got the Santa magic.
As long as you know what you're doing, I'm good. You know, we have a good time.
Now, I hear women say this all the time, but are there guys with big dicks that don't know what they're doing? I'm trying to figure out what.
Definitely. They would just sit there. And it gets boring. It gets boring, huh, Santa?
I know. It's no good, huh?
It's kind of like super, super hot chicks. Like they say, a lot of the Victoria's Secret models are like, they suck in bed. But, I mean, how bad can it be? Seriously. If you're with someone like that.
I mean,
if you're with a big cock, how bad can it be? You have to know how to work it.
I personally
could get off on a Q-tip or a big cock.
sometimes you just want to.
Q-tip, okay.
Yeah, sometimes I just like when they just grab me and fuck my throat and just really pull my hair. Oh, a lot of guys just kind of sit back when they have big cock, because they know, oh, well, my cock does all the work.
Oh, okay, so it's like, yeah, they feel
lazy.
Entitled, yeah.
Yeah.
But when you look like me, you put a lot of effort into it, and that's appreciated.
I'm sure you got a big thing down there.
See, right, Josie? She's a porn star. She knows, anyway.
Totally speechless over here.
Anyway, so Santa's totally speechless. Santa... it's time. Well, there's one more story, and then we're going to get to the gifts, all right? And we're going to get to, you guys can play with Santa and do whatever you guys want. The one more story, because I thought I was horny.
Oh.
And Joseph, I'll tell you, I'm fucking horny. I read a story where you were stuck in traffic, which happens in LA a lot.
Yeah.
See, you know the story I'm talking about. Okay, listen to this.
Okay, I don't know. Tell me. Let's see.
Well, if this is the story, yes. If there's another story, please tell it. You were stuck in traffic, and you were so bored stuck in traffic, you started masturbating on the freeway. A guy next to you checks you out. He's pretty cute. You tell him to pull over to the next exit, and you guys fucked?
Yeah, so...
That's how horny you are?
Okay, because, you know, waiting in traffic is, like, horrible.
Was this on the 405?
And I get so bored every time I drive... a long time. So I always have this ring vibrator. I always have some kind of vibrator. It's very,
I love this woman.
It's
I love
Julie. Accessible.
Right. No, I'm not familiar.
Where do you get these ring vibrators?
It's like from Hustler. They would give it to me.
You don't know the ring vibrators? They're all over the place. The Trojan makes them. You get a Target.
They look like a regular ring.
Yeah, they look like that. They look like a regular. They have flowers and everything, but there's a button on the side. I don't know about the flowers,
but yeah.
But they look like typical jewelry. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Or they can have a lipstick one, or I have
a gift. Do you hear that, Jenny? Jenny's hair is purple. It looks cool.
Yeah, Jenny looks great.
Because, I mean, you never know. I go at airport and be in public crowd all the time. So, I don't know. I always have all kind of vibrators.
Oh.
And I always drive like this with my one leg up. That's just how I drive. No, seriously, I drive like that all the time. I drive like this with one leg up. And right. So it just
so does Santa when you're in a sleigh. You just
You
chill out. Okay, so you got one leg up.
Yeah, and it's just so natural that me in traffic and this hand with my rings on will be down here.
So
and
how many times does this happen?
And
guys?
I never wear panties. I hate panties. They give me wedgies. So I just might as well go without it.
They get all bunched up.
That's true.
So, yeah.
Santa likes a G-string. The rest of us, I understand. But so this happened once, or how many times does this happen?
Well, that when it's I actually have sex, and that's just happened one time. But the rest, I just get a lot of honk from the truckers because they can see me, you know. And I just say hi because I mean I'm doing public service.
Now was that the story that you thought I was going to tell, or is there another one?
Yeah, I think that's the story.
Okay, so
it was so fun because the guy was like, "Oh, you know," he gave me a signal.
Oh, he was the one that he initiated it. Okay,
where did you hear the story, Mark?
We're both kind of.
I read an interview with you at some. I forget
what
it was.
Yeah, I did a lot of interviews.
How many movies have you done in total?
About 100 something movies.
That's in 2 years.
In 2 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
So
you squirt. I'm assuming because you're in a lot of squirting movies. Is that right?
Yes, I was.
So you do squirt.
I do.
And Santa, what's your opinion on squirting? What do you think about that?
Would you like me to squirt on your face, Santa? Would that be your Christmas
I'm pro-squirting.
It would just be like, shh.
Just say yes, Santa. Come on.
Yes, I'm pro-squirting. Yes, yes.
What was the first time you discovered that you could squirt?
Oh, my God. The first time I felt like so embarrassed because I feel like I'm going to need to pee.
Right.
And everybody asked me that, and I tell them, look, you know, if you need to pee. And the guy would just tell me, just let it go. And I was all afraid, like, oh, it's your bed, everything else.
Right.
And he just said, just let it go. And I said, okay, so I let it go. And it's not pee.
I know. Yeah, I'm familiar. I've been with a couple squirters, yeah.
It's almost feel like
I'm serious,
so
Josie.
Look
at me like I'm bullshitting.
It's such a big orgasm.
Yes, I'm aware.
It's way more intense than the regular one.
So when you get a regular orgasm, you're disappointed? You just
No,
really
no,
like,
I didn't. Jeez, are you crazy? I still feel good.
I am crazy. But once you discover squirting, it's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It will be nice, and sometimes the guys get shocked, like, right. Whoa.
So when did the porn producers find out that you squirted? When did they just, I mean, is that like on your resume that you put, or?
When I realized that I could do it, but and that's when I do with King. It was with the video for Fucking Machine, and it was all over the place.
Okay.
Because the Fucking Machine
you were squirting, obviously it was all over the place,
Yeah, because it was the Fucking Machine just hitting me so deep and hard. And that's when I really want to do it on camera.
And you're nominated for a couple AVN awards, if I recall correctly.
Yes.
Let's before we get to the Santa, so you've been a nice girl today. You've been a good girl this year.
Mm,
so you one know. Is the best threesome scene. Is that correct?
Yes, I got the best threesome scene nomination. Two boys and one me.
Oh, the two boys and one girl.
The two boys and me. I love that.
Very nice. Oh, really?
Yes.
Josie, get out. No, but.
No, it's okay. More fun.
Oh, so do you don't mind this little thing?
No. I was a swinger before porn.
I was
going to
ask you about that, too.
About that.
Are you still swinging?
Yes, I'm still a swinger.
Because I got to be honest with you. I know a lot of swingers.
Yeah.
They don't look like you.
No. They're never attractive.
What do you mean by that? They're all very sexually, at least the one
I
know.
No, they're very sexual. I'll give you that.
I agree.
Yeah?
For once, Mark and I agree.
Yeah,
on
they're
something.
Very sexual, but they don't look like you. That's for sure.
Oh, I was a unicorn. Yeah.
Yeah, they just say,
that's what I realized. That's when I met my connection to get me into the adult industry, too.
Through swinging.
So, at the swinging party.
Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. So, I mean, that's crazy. So, Because you must go to some different
swinging
bars.
Because you know how much I told you I love older men, and usually I can find an older man respectful with their wife that with no drama. I don't like dramas. I just want to fuck you and I leave home. Like, don't call me. Right. Don't text me. I just want to get what I want, and we don't have to go to dinner, romantics, anything like that. I just get what I want.
That works for me.
Well, it works for most men.
Yeah, see, that's when I find, like, swinging lifestyle is what is fit me the most because...
So if I was to put you on Santa Claus's lap, would you squirt? Because I don't want you to mess up the costume.
Yeah. I would squirt all over Santa's beard and on his glasses. Look at his glasses, making spot on his glasses.
Santa, fog of his glasses.
Santa got some gifts for you. Ooh. So if you want to get on his lap, I'll grab the bag for you, Santa. I'm going to be your helper. Right.
Yeah, bring that bag over here.
Ooh, Santa's ready.
Go ahead.
She's sticking her ass in his face. She wants a good gift.
Okay, hold
she's
on,
like,
hold
make
on.
It good, make it
this
good.
I'm so excited.
Now,
all right.
Has Cindy been nice or naughty, Santa?
I think Cindy's been very nice.
She's been very nice. Oh.
Very nice. In a very interesting sort of way.
She's very interesting.
Very nice.
You know, Josie, sometimes you're telling me that every now and then porn stars are disappointing. Cindy is not disappointing.
No, she's not.
She's a lot of fun.
She is fun.
Okay, so
get this out of our way.
Usually, they don't want to talk. They usually don't want to talk about any of their business. Oh. It's like, why do you think you're here?
I mean, I am who I am. That's why I'm in porn because I love sex. So
okay, so Cindy, open your presents. I got. I mean, Santa Claus got you some presents.
Santa's dick is right here.
Santa's dick's right there.
I can't focus.
Oh, my.
Santa got you a big old
candy cane. Oh, I'm afraid to know what she's going to do with that.
Well, we'll see what happens. Santa got you some bath salts.
Ooh, thank you. Are you going to get in it with me, Santa?
Oh, yes.
And rub it all over my body.
And we got some marshmallow treats and some bubbles, too.
Oh, look,
we got some bubbles for you.
Bubble. If you watch
Someone
my
made
movie.
A trip to the 99-cent store.
If you watch my movie, you know I'm a cum bubble blower.
You're a cum bubble blower.
I love blowing bubbles.
Oh, that was another
movie.
Thing. You put a thing on Facebook. I love this woman. She's fucking great. You have put a thing on Facebook where it was you in the snow, and you said, "Who wants a cumsicle?" Or can
cumsicle. It was yesterday. Yes.
Yeah. has anybody really given you a cumsicle?
You know, like when they yeah. like what's that called? What's that?
Yes.
The cum.
So like they come in the ice tray and then.
They freeze it?
What?
Freeze it and have it later?
Wow, this must be a Vietnamese thing. I thought it was a tropical climate there.
I always like to try something different. Sometimes I have cums and cappuccinos or coffees or something.
Wow.
Cappuccino.
Wow.
In a cake.
You're different. You're going to different anyway. Starbucks than I am. That's crazy.
She likes the filling.
Cappuccinos.
And now maybe I'll come in like, what's it called? What's it called?
Candy cane.
Yes.
Candy cane.
Why don't you open it?
And Josie, I was.
What is this?
There's a little bit of Santa.
That's a little Santa marshmallow treat. So, Josie, I forgot. Last year we were having so much fun with Symbol 6. I forgot to ask you because you were raised Jewish now, but you always celebrate Christmas or did you celebrate Hanukkah?
No, I wasn't raised Jewish at all.
Oh, okay. But you are Jewish.
Both my grandparents were. We had Christmas with a Christmas tree.
Okay. So you always celebrated Christmas? Oh,
yeah,
wait a second. She's got the candy cane. That's the biggest candy cane I've ever seen. I don't think you could.
Yes, it does. I'm pretty sure it fit in my pussy.
I don't know if you.
Sure,
it's not
would.
A cigar.
Although, I don't know. I mean, you were with Lexington Steel.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a bigger candy cane than that, right?
I was on his show on Playboy.
Oh yeah.
Was it on Playboy?
She did a movie.
Oh, you were.
Yeah, it was a movie.
She's a porn star. She actually fucked Lexington Steel.
It was Lexington.
On film.
Yeah, I've heard things
and
about
then I
him.
Had, Mandingo was my first interracial porn movie. Yeah, I remember my agent called me. Well, can you fuck Big Dick? And I was like, oh, I don't know, but I could try.
and you passed with flying colors.
So it was like, yay! It was actually feels really good having. Like, I feel so small, and his dick was way bigger than my face.
Is Lexington Steel, is he small?
No, he's small, and his dick was like.
She said his dick was bigger than her face.
Yeah, I can. I would imagine. Yeah,
my whole elbow. Right, this is elbow, right?
Right, so that's how
your forearm.
Right,
forearm.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, my dick's bigger than your elbow, but that's not saying much. Anyway, Josie, you got to stay off the laugh. Well, you guys can play a little bit later with Santa, but Josie's turned on Santa's lap.
Stay on his lap. That's okay. Yes.
Okay, Josie, are you going to go on his lap too?
Oh, come on his lap.
Okay.
Hi, Santa.
Okay.
Hi there, Josie. Good to see you again.
I got a nice bag for you.
Okay, let's see what's going on, Santa.
Okay.
All right, let's see if we get you something Santa, cool here.
Santa. I'm too big for Santa's lap. She's tiny.
Oh, yeah, you can come in here.
Oh, it's an all-day sucker.
It's a My Little Pony sucker.
Ooh, all right. Cute.
Yeah.
Going straight to my knees.
Oh, okay.
Is this a hint? Do I need to work out more?
No. Cindy, I don't know if you're wearing Santa.
Yoga pants.
Josie got her class 4 yoga teaching license.
I bet you look sexy, and I love girls.
Santa knew that you were going to teach yoga. So he got you some new yoga pants.
You got to teach yoga?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Can I just go to your class? I'll just be seeing you from the back.
I'm going to be teaching rock and roll yoga.
Some bath salts and a loofah. And,
oh, my God. You couldn't resist, could you? Such a dick.
Well, you're going to Spain. I want to make sure that everything's clean and everything's...
Fuck,
I got some Vagisil from the 99-cent store.
Jeez.
Because you're going to Spain. Who knows? What's going on over there? You're gonna be running with the bowls.
I'm not gonna come back with Ebola.
Are you gonna?
I don't think
are you gonna fuck a lot of Spanish men?
Yeah, Josie.
I will.
Yeah, take some pictures.
Thank you.
Thank you, Santa.
You should just wear a yoga
pant. I have presents too, and Jenny needs to come in here because I have something for her to give her.
This was not my idea, Jenny. Jenny is our producer, and she's. We couldn't do the show without her. She's wonderful. So Jenny's going to be sitting on Santa's lap, too.
Very nice. Come on, Jenny.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Jenny.
Uh-oh.
Well, you already dared her to come in here.
It's got
to
be good if she doesn't want to have a camera.
Jenny, who very rarely comes in.
What is it?
I have no idea what it is. You got to tell the audience what this is. We're doing the show.
Maybe it's one of those things you wear on one of those.
It's a special
coin.
It's
is a special that a ring?
Is that a vibrating ring?
Is that a vibrator ring?
Is that a vibrating ring, Josie?
She knows me so well. Yeah.
Yes. You can masturbate in traffic now.
Oh. Santa. You mean? Oh, what's a vibrating ring, Josie?
You were just goofing around.
What?
You were just goofing around. Oh, what's a vibrating ring?
And then, I've never seen one.
What did you just give her?
Next time I see her.
Oh, I didn't give her. Oh, I gave her something she could smoke.
Oh, okay. We don't want... Yes, I understand. Uh-oh, what's going on here? I got some chocolate, some peppermint bark. So what is this here?
Calendar.
Now, Josie, why don't you... I'll flip this...
Sweet.
Josie, why don't you get on the mic and tell people what this is, because...
Well, this is the calendar that...
Come here. Okay, I'll put it on camera. Go ahead. You tell what's going on.
Hi. This calendar I'm in, it's called Tim Henner's Honey Bunnies, and it's all pinup girls, and they're all on planes, trains, and automobiles. And my page is the month of May, because that's my birthday, and I'm on this beautiful 1920, I don't know, something classic car from Crevier Motors.
Oh, look at that.
Very
look
nice.
At that.
Sweet.
Beautiful. There's me.
Ah.
We're doing a little bit of Gaps. Great Gatsby.
Tim specializes in, he loves photographing beautiful women in front of mechanical stuff, airplanes. And
you can order it.
And where do we order it, Josie?
Just Google Tim Henner's Honey Bunnies and calendar.
Tim Henner's Honey Bunnies. I love Tim Henner. We'll should have him on the show. Thank you, Josie. And... How long has this piss sand shirt been in the closet?
How long has it been in the closet?
Yeah.
That one is probably about 10 years old.
I understand, because it's Your Best Socks, which is one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
Piss sand.
I didn't even see that.
Cindy, piss sand is Josie's old band.
Oh,
she was in the band
Piss
Sand. When she was on Lexicon Steel's show, she
my
was
band
with the band
played.
Piss Ant. Yeah. Josie's been on VH1's Rock. Porn to Rock.
We got Porn to Rock because I was on Playboy Channel, which is adult.
Yeah.
As is this show. Thank you so much, Josie.
Opposed to actually, I've never done porn.
You didn't even have me sit on Santa's lap.
You could try with me. Right. It's okay.
Okay, so now
I will set up a camera.
Yeah. Well, we've got a camera on you guys, so. What do you got? For Jenny? Jeremy. Oh, Jeremy. Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure Jenny will make sure he gets it.
Merry Christmas, Jeremy. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Jeremy. I want to say, wish Merry Christmas. I got to say, I want to wish Merry Christmas to Jenny, who is always here. Mindy, you filled in every now and then. She's terrific. I was going to say she's fucking great. She's terrific. And Jeremy and everybody here at Skid Row. Neighborhood Love. Johnny Gramercy's birthday was last week, so I forgot to wish him a happy birthday last week. He has a show on 7 o'clock where he plays a lot of soul and R&B stuff. Johnny, it was his birthday last week.
Happy birthday.
And Nestor, who's 9 o'clock. So now I have to ask Josie and Cindy, has Santa Claus been naughty or nice this year?
He's been naughty.
He's
giving me kisses and touching my booty.
Is that right? Have you really been doing
Santa
that, Santa?
I'm
rubbing my booty against his lap.
Santa, you know what that means.
That means the naughty list, I think.
That means the naughty list. You know what that has? You know what you have to do.
I do, but you know what? It was worth it.
Okay, Cindy, you're gonna have to get off his lap for a second. Because you're gonna have to assume the position.
What?
You and Josie are gonna have to punish him for being naughty.
Yeah.
Santa, Josie.
Ooh, I get to spank him.
It could happen.
Could happen.
Hands
on the table, Santa.
Table. Stand up.
Stand up.
How many
spots?
I get to
spank Santa.
I don't know. Okay, Santa. By the way, how's Santa's ass? Nice, huh?
Actually,
it
has a pretty firm butt.
Naughty
Santa.
Come on, Cindy. Naughty Santa. Go
ahead. Spank him.
That's enough.
That's enough?
Yeah. I don't think that's enough because I think Josie was a little naughty this year, too.
Out of there. The hand hurt a little bit or what?
Now, Santa,
I think she's been naughty. She's been very naughty.
Have you been naughty, Cindy?
No. But there is something really amazing coming out for my fans.
I would love to hear about this, Cindy. Tell us about
it. I can't talk about it yet, but it will be coming. Surprise for my fans.
Does this have something to do with your website? Or?
Yeah, website, scenes, naughty scenes.
Santa Claus
something
scenes?
I never seen before.
What could that be?
I don't know. Give us a hint. What body part does it involve? They can find out at AVN Boot, which I will be having at AVN next month. Oh my God. Can we leave it? Sorry, next year, next month.
Are you nominated for this year?
Yeah, I'm nominated this year, and my boot is Starfall Boot at AVN.
Oh, okay. Starfall.
Cindy Starfall.
Your English has gotten worse as the show's gone along. You realize
I know.
But Starfall
Boots.
You just see me. Cindy got Santa's lap. Must have done something to you. You're regressing to childhood.
What is that?
I don't know English.
You should hear me after a gangbang or something. I totally don't know English. I just start talking in Vietnamese after a gangbang. I just got dick drunk or something.
I was going to ask you because could you say something dirty in Vietnamese?
And muốn làm em gì không?
Mama, mama, mama,
yeah.
Can you say love me long time?
She already did. What does that mean? If I go up to a Vietnamese girl and say that, what does that mean?
It just means like, do you want to fuck me now?
Okay, so you'll be seeing me down in...
Got a Garden Grove there, right?
Garden Grove. That's where the Little Saigon is.
That's right.
Oh, no, Santa knows every place all over the world.
Garden Grove in Westminster, right there.
Right.
Santa, where's your least favorite place to go?
Bakersfield.
Really? Why is that?
Didn't even have to think about that, did I?
That's worse than Detroit?
Oh, Detroit's got it all over Bakersfield.
Really?
Yeah, and Detroit at least has a lake there somewhere. Bakersfield's got nothing but bad air and bad everything else.
Okay.
And no good restaurants in Bakersfield.
Not like Doobie's Home Cooking.
No, nothing like that. That's a great place. He ought to open up another place over there in Bakersfield.
Well, I'll talk to Phil about that.
Yeah, I'll talk to him about
it. What's your favorite place to go?
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Are you lucky?
A lot of slutty girls there.
There are a lot of slutty girls in Las Vegas.
Yes. That's why.
Yes.
Santa gets lucky in Las Vegas. Now, we already talked about it before.
Jesus, so he gets lucky with the slutty girls.
Yeah, well, you know, what are you going to do?
So when you stop by every single place, go ahead and blow bubbles if you want, Cindy. So if you go by every place, we'll work on the cum bubbles later. But when you go to every place on the face of the earth, when you go to, like, the Bunny Ranch, what kind of presents do you bring those girls?
Hmm. You know the ring that she was talking about?
The vibrating ring?
The vibrating ring. Yeah, I take them there, that sort of thing. And also self-help items at the Bunny Ranch.
Ah.
And a self-help huge items. Load like of books? Cum.
And a huge load of... self-help items.
Of cumsicle.
Huge.
Well, I don't know. In the Bunny Ranch, no. Well, you are in the North Pole, so you have probably given Mrs. Claus a cumsicle.
There's a lot of frozen stuff at the North Pole, let me tell you. A lot of frozen stuff.
Somebody took a little UV lamp to the snow in the North Pole. Who knows what would happen.
You wouldn't want to do that, no.
Right.
No, you wouldn't want the UV lamp, no? No UV lamp there?
All those elves.
No, it looks like a crime scene if you get that UV lamp out.
Right. So here's the weird thing, I told you it goes by so fast. I was going to ask you because you've done a lot of, like, you started out. It's interesting because when I first started doing comedy, I know this isn't a great.
I love comedy.
I know.
I love a lot of watch. Oh my God, you're right. As my English started like worse than this.
Right.
Like,
It started worse. See, Santa's got that effect on people. If I sat on his lap, I couldn't even talk. But I was going to say. I'm not equating me standing on stage telling jokes to you sucking dick, but when I first started doing comedy, I started out doing a lot of black rooms, and when you started doing porn, you did a lot of black porn.
Mm-hmm.
But you've moved on beyond that because we've had other people on here. And Josie seems to have a theory that once you do black porn, they won't let you back. But that's not the case anymore.
No,
right?
No. I do both white, black. I don't discriminate. I mean, to me, everybody is interracial to me because unless I fuck an Asian guy, which is not any in the porn industry.
I was going to ask that too. Why is that?
There's no Asian guys in the porn business.
They're all transgender.
Yeah,
if they're Asian.
There's porn in Japan and other places.
Oh, he knows about two girls. He's going on.
Santa, you were saying about two girls.
Everybody gets gifts for her.
Right.
Holidays.
What would you get a pre-op and a post-op for Christmas?
Pre-op, we get them some tape so they can look really tight and good.
And they can tuck it in, right?
They can tuck it in, yeah. Post-op, we get them some lubrication because it's not as good as they say.
Really?
Wow, Santa! Santa's been in Bangkok lately. That's crazy.
That's right. Bangkok, what a great name, isn't it?
Yes.
Is that one of your favorite places to go to?
One of my favorite places is to go to Bangkok.
You like
that's
Bangkok,
great.
Bangkok,
Las Vegas, and Bangkok. Exactly. Right.
Bangkok. And Santa's
like
a swinger, too.
Santa apparently is a swinger.
Is that what I hear?
He's a swinger, but only a certain parts, certain days of the year. You got to catch him in December. January.
He knows about all the ugly swingers.
Santa, you can come with me, too.
No, trust me. I know a lot of swingers that look like Santa. Not as good as Santa Claus, but kind of the same, the older with the beard. Cindy, you are a delight.
Thank you so much. I love this huge body you gave me.
I bet you do.
this reminds me of something that was
on my head. Well, you could take it home.
I'm not sure what's hotter. You with the command of the English language, or you like this? You're like... So you don't even have to act. Just you sit on somebody's lap, then you're just like you're the massage parlor person of everybody's dreams.
I don't have to act. Is what you just said?
Well, now you're doing the whole "we love you long time" like whole accent just naturally. It's great.
Oh,
but Cindy,
I didn't get to hear her say that.
Go ahead, say it. Josie wants to hear you say it.
Me love you a long time. Sucky.
You said it with a question.
Do good number
me
one.
You, me love you long time.
Well, we've got 54 seconds. Cindy, tell us what you got going on.
Me love you long time.
CindyStarfall.net.
Oh, I thought we were talking about dirty talking to her.
Yeah. Where can we find you on the internet?
Yes, you guys can find me out. Check out my naughty pictures at Twitter's, Facebook's, under Cindy Starfall. And also, buy my panties. You can snip on it, do my webcam show on my online store at cindystarfall.net.
You say people could sniff through panties?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, sometimes I don't wear much panties.
Oh, wait, so you say you use panties?
No, I only wear them when they buy the and then I masturbate with them.
Oh, wait a sec. So you, someone can buy your used masturbating panties?
Yeah, someone can buy my panties. I masturbate in them and make sure my cum's all over.
Sounds like a stocking stuffer to me.
Yeah, and I use my vibrator ring,
who
would
you give that stocking stuffer to, Santa?
I'm sorry, I missed
Santa Claus. You'll be all over the world.
I was thinking about stuffing stockings with BBDs.
So if you go to CindyStarfall.net, they can get your used panties and pictures
everything,
and everything else.
Movie pictures, webcam shows with me.
And Josie, JOSIKAT, Google her. Santa Claus.
Google me.
If you don't know where to find Santa Claus this time of year, I don't know what the fuck to think about you.
Send me a letter.
Anyway, this is our last show of 2014. And it was fantastic. I want to thank everybody. Josie, Cindy, Santa. I've got the holiday spirit. Everybody have a wonderfully creepy Christmas. I'll see you in the new year. Bye.